If you've ever wondered what happened to Bullwinkle Moose, wait no longer. In some respects, Los Angeles is a city of monuments. Why, here in West Hollywood, there's even a monument to a flying squirrel and a moose. Now, with that information, some of you already know who this monument is dedicated to. But let me just say that these animals have never been in any kind of zoo. Where you will find them is at home on television, where they have been carrying on since 1959. Can a moose and a squirrel be political? Well, yes, to the extent they were leading the fight during the years of the Cold War.
Unless they send me moose and squirrel, I blow up cotton picking world. Alas, that shell was aimed directly at our hero's aircraft.
Quick, tell the pilot to make a 90-degree turn.
Nikita Khrushchev was banging his shoe on a podium predicting the burial of the USA when Rocky and Bullwinkle first arrived on children's television. What better way to introduce young minds to the black comedy of the nuclear age? Provided, of course, that the Russians never won.
The cloud broke up and revealed the wreckage of the plane, and the plane was sitting atop the Rock of Gibraltar.
The moose and squirrel were so resilient, you'd think they'd still be holding their own in the crossfire between the CBS Morning News Today and Good Morning America. That was indeed true up until last year. After 21 years, they were put to pasture in Los Angeles. All they can do now is reflect upon the good times.
I was born in a little log cabin in Kentucky.
Hokey smoke, I think we've been in retirement too long. What do you think, Bullwinkle?
I ain't been in retirement.
What have you been doing?
I've been chopping wood like everybody else.
And I've been saving nuts for the winter for my cabinet if we ran for president.
Anybody I know?
Their real names are Bill Scott and June Foray, but it's a rare moment when they speak for themselves.
On the various J. Ward things, I was the voice of Bullwinkle Moose. Mr. Peabody of Peabody's Improbable History, Dudley Do-Right.
Of the Mounties, the only Mountie ever to arrest a redwood tree.
That's right, and I...
For loitering.
He loved horse better than he loved Nell.
Well, man's best friend is his horse.
And then on George of the Jungle, I did George and Tom Slick and Super Chicken.
Ah, let's hear Super Chicken.
You know, the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
June, would you, for us right now, give us a part of a script where you're playing many of your characters at once?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Natasha, haven't I seen you somewheres before?
Of course, darling. I was with Boris. Well, I don't know about that. I seen her last week down at the country store.
I was there myself.
That's
you
right.
Was buying a pound of kumquats, wasn't you?
Hokey smoke, I sure was.
I was there. I seen her. Picked up a fifth of Jack Daniels, too, what's more. Picked
that's
it up
right.
Put it down.
Bill Scott was also a co-producer of the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, and you can't blame him if he bought many fifths of Jack Daniels before the show was sold to network television. Jay Ward created the series as an updated counterpart to his first cartoon series, the legendary Crusader Rabbit. And who were the familiar voices? Well, there was the narrator, more familiar than you probably realized.
Well, it looks as if that crafty spy, Boris Badenoff, is one up on our heroes, for he has managed to steal Bullwinkle from the Moon Men and has taken him to the lonely house on the hill where the moose is putting his massive intellect to work in rediscovering his secret pocket fuel. That's about as much of it as I can do.
William Conrad, you know him as Frank Cannon, or Nero Wolfe, or even Matt Dillon on the Gunsmoke radio series. But he will never forget the way Jay Ward cast him against type and prodded him into a frenzy.
Well, you can look it up in the almanac. You'll see that that particular storm lasted 14 days. And when it cleared, the good ship Lollipop was no longer afloat. But one of her longboats was crammed with passengers and crew.
I think I learned more about my craft working with these people than any other place. The rest of it was always so natural for me, but I did learn that pace is a fascinating, wonderful thing, and I had never really even started to scratch the surface of knowing what pace meant before I met these people.
What happened was that the narrator began to push the rest of the cast. When the narrator, you get a line like one of those narrators says, little realizing that right behind them was a mysterious figure. If you come in with a line after that, you've got to come right up on top of that line.
So let's see you do that. Come in, you top it, all right?
Little realizing that right behind them was a mysterious, dark-eyed figure.
Hokey smoke! Bullwinkle, haven't I seen those people before?
I don't know, Rock. Have you?
Yeah, there they are.
Wouldn't be H.V. Kaltenborn, would it?
Stand back, Natasha. I'm going to shoot all five cannons at once.
But Boris, honey, baby, you will blow up everything.
So what? Moose and Squirrel has not showed up. I got nothing to live for.
I beg to differ with you.
Not everyone is willing to put Rocky and Bullwinkle on the same plane with the classic animation that came from the Disney studio or from Warner Brothers. Looney Tunes director Chuck Jones once called Bullwinkle an example of animated radio, a label that once infuriated Bill Scott.
What time bomb, Rock?
The one I made!
Oh, that one. Where'd I put that thing?
It was animated radio. It was radio as if you could see radio. It was radio where you didn't have to imagine a lot of the things. And what you could see was funny. And it was imaginative. It was bright. It was something new. But so that's his opinion of it, and I really can't fault him on what he had to say. Actually, it's much more accurate to say that it was an animated comic strip.
The network said that we were too funny. Wasn't that a remark made once?
Oh yeah. That was at the beginning of the thing. We were throwing jokes in very, very fast, and they said, "Kids aren't going to get this, you know. You're too funny. Can't be that."
Unfortunately, we can't get Jay Ward's opinion on the subject. Friends say he's too shy to talk about his past success, but his wife, Billy, is the proprietor of the Dudley Do-Right Emporium, where loyal fans can still pick up Bullwinkle memorabilia. And make no mistake, they are intensely loyal.
They'll pick a character out, and they'll come in here, and they'll want so-and-so, and, well, maybe I, if the socks, though, I haven't got that particular character on that particular style shirt or something, now switch. They're offended. Oh, no. I mean, they are either definitely a George of the Jungle, or they're a Bullwinkle, or they're a Dudley, and I've learned never to challenge if I can't supply them. Usually I can, but if they are a fan of one or the other of the characters, you better let it alone.
We got a good idea of that loyalty when we attended the regular weekly breakfast meeting of June Foray's CB Radio Club. Members of the club knew her only by her handle, VoiceOver. When they found out that she actually was Rocky and Natasha, they decided to start a grassroots movement to resurrect the moose and the squirrel.
I drink the Bullwinkle. The political humor and satire in Bullwinkle ranks right up there with the Nixon administration.
I like the Boris and Natasha scenes.
I was shocked to find out that Natasha and Boris were not married. Those poor people were living in sin.
I am not only surprised, I'm shocked, because it's the kind of show that I always thought would just go on forever. Because, you know, another, when you get through running the cycle, you've another generation has grown up that wants to see the cycle. I just find it difficult to understand why it isn't on, because there's nothing to compete with it. I mean, it is peerless. It is probably, not probably, in my opinion, the greatest cartoon show that's ever been on the air. It was a double-barreled shotgun. It was for kids, and it was for adults. It had everything. I don't know of any other show, cartoon show, that has ever had that.